This project is titled Tibetan Buddhist Rhetoric Within the Tibetan Sovereignty Debate. This project focuses on the Tibetan autonomy debate, which is about the question of Tibetan sovereign status as it has been occupied by the PRC, the People's Republic of China, since the 1950s. And the issue at hand is that around 1.2 million Tibetans have thought to have died as a result of Chinese occupation. And because of this, there have been hundreds of Tibetan uprisings, protests, so on and so forth, against the PRC, the Chinese government. And so now China faces mounting pressure from powerful nations, such as the US, but also the EU and the UN to change its Tibet policy. And so the PRC blames Tibet, most notably the Tibetan Buddhist leader, the Dalai Lama, who everyone is aware of. Chinese leadership believe that the Dalai Lama is using Buddhist rhetoric and support from Western powers to as a sort of tool to weaken China, to break up China. And so a lot's being said about Tibetan politics, Tibetan Buddhism, Tibetan propaganda. And so my goal is to look at the rhetoric coming out from the Tibet side, leadership, as well as the policy invoked from Tibetan Buddhism, and to try to create a sort of niche in this area of study, and to bring some objectivity to the dialogue, try to clear up some of the truths, some of the lies, some of the misconceptions, so on and so forth, and to try to spur some new or productive work in this. In this geopolitical humanitarian crisis, I asked the question of who benefits more or at all from this claim of Buddhism being used as a sort of weapon or a tool to break up China, and also who is using the politics of the Tibetan autonomy debate to push their agenda, China, Tibet, or both, and what this all means for the Tibet-China relationship conflict in the future. I look at Tibetan Buddhist scripture, ancient writings, principles to craft a political approach or to try to trace policies to their roots. I look at what has been said from Tibetan advocates to give a clear idea of what's going on, what's trying to be done, what's being said. And my hope is to ultimately bring more attention back to this issue, which has been buried by national headlines.